Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
From the swamp of all the half-forgotten stuff I learned in high school, two words just bubbled to the surface. Smoot Hawley. No, it's not a law firm, not a rock band, not a medical syndrome. It's a tariff bill, crafted in 1929 by Oregon Senator Reed Smoot, love that name, and Utah Congressman Willis Hawley, both Republicans. It's blamed by economists and historians for igniting a global trade war that may have caused, and certainly worsened, the Great Depression. Our president must have been asleep in history class the day Smoot Hawley came up. Otherwise, he would not have imposed his 25% tariff on thousands of goods from China, or threatened to extend it to all Chinese imports. He would not have claimed that China will pay those tariffs. He'd know that you and I do. He would also know that tariffs bring retaliation, so farmers, factory workers, and other Americans could lose income, maybe their jobs. Also that the U.S. economy and the stock market will likely take a big hit because of tariffs. If he'd been awake in class, our president would also not have spent the past 2 years undermining America's long and profitable commitment to free trade. He would not have put tariffs on steel, aluminum, and cars from our European allies. He would not have abandoned the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a trade bloc the U.S. proposed specifically to help curb China's growing economic power. He would not have taken steps to undermine the World Trade Organization. That outfit has helped the U.S. win trade disputes since we helped create the thing decades ago. Most of all, he would not have launched a trade war against China all by himself, with no allies and no international institutions to support him. Another thing from high school recently popped into my head. It's that line from historian George Santayana about those who ignore history being condemned to repeat it. By 1932, just 2 years after the Smoot-Hawley tariffs became law, U.S. exports had fallen by half, economic output by a third, unemployment doubled to 15%. And in the 1932 elections, Americans knew whom to blame. Senator Smoot and Congressman Hawley both lost their seats. You see, history has a way of getting even with those who ignore its lessons or sleep through history class. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.